Okay, Alex, I have to ask you about that because at this time when we're incredibly divided and politically, we're divided in all halls of Congress and the legislature. Why is Harry Truman in vogue?
Well, I think that one, that he, the way he did his business as a politician and as a person, honesty, integrity, he had great character. He made good decisions. He was generally a friendly person, unless you insulted his daughter, Margaret, and her singing voice, then he was going to threaten to punch you in the nose. But I do think that's one aspect of Truman that is universally missed and universally admired. I think he conducted himself in a way that we want our elected officials to behave. So instead of the infighting and the, you know, the jabs that are constantly going back and forth between the Democrats and the Republicans now, you know, that happened back then, but they also put their political differences behind them and put the country first. And I feel like we need to get back to that. So there's the character, there's the bipartisan nature. He made some really consequential decisions as president, and in particular with the foreign policy and the solving the problems that existed after World War II. He established a world order that has generally given more peace and prosperity to people around the world for almost 80 years than in world history combined. So that's part of it. I feel like the progressive part of Truman is not very well known, because a lot of the things that he tried, a lot of his progressive policies failed to pass through the House. So those have been forgotten. So people forget that he wanted a national health care. And I think maybe the Republican conservative supporters aren't as aware of the progressive things that he tried to do. And then I think they're also very supportive of the fact that Truman was a hawkish kind of pro-military, pro-strong America president. And I think that tends to be more of a conservative Republican position than on the Democratic side. So there's a lot of reasons that everyone can get behind Harry Truman, and those are just a few of them.
Also, we're talking with Alex Bergen here on Show Me Today from the Truman Library Institute about the installation of the President Harry S. Truman statue in the U.S. Capitol on September 29th with members of the congressional delegation, members of both parties throughout Congress in attendance. This was a bipartisan effort, too. I know that Emanuel Cleaver, but also Roy Blunt, had to have, you know, a big hand in making this happen. I went to see Blunt in his office and realized that he's in one of Truman's old offices. And I've seen the pictures in the same window, and it's amazing that he's in that space that is an earned space. You don't just get that space when you're in Congress.
No, you do not.
So when he retires, it's not like the next Missourian will move into that. It's a space that you have earned through seniority and leadership. But those folks have really put in a bipartisan effort to make sure this happens, right? Can you tell me more about that?
Well, they've both been wonderfully supportive of the Truman Library, the Truman Legacy, and the statue project. I'm speaking of Congressman Emanuel Cleaver and Senator Roy Blunt, and we could not have done this without their help. Congressman Cleaver came to the Truman Library formally in 2016 and asked us if we would take the lead role in this project. So would we raise the money, supported financially, would we run the project, meaning identifying and hiring the artist and overseeing the creative process. And we saw this as a no-brainer and said yes. So that's how we formally got involved in 2016. And Congressman Cleaver has been with us the whole time as a supporter. Roy Blunt as the senator, and as you mentioned, I mean, he's a huge Truman fan and he knows Truman history better than most of the archivists and historians out at the Truman Library.
So true.
He's very proud, as you just mentioned, of the office that he holds, the Truman offices. And you know, he's been incredibly supportive, in particular with the big campaign, our Stay True fundraising campaign. He's helped us get some federal money through the National Archives budget. So, you know, he will be greatly missed by, you know, not just the Truman Library, but all of Missouri and what he did for this state over the last couple of decades. We are very fortunate to have bipartisan, bicameral support from the Missouri delegation. Kit Bond was a big supporter. Jim Talent was a big supporter. Claire McCaskill, as a senator, was very supportive. Cleaver, now Roy Blunt. Senator Hawley played a role in the statue installation project. There needed to be a joint congressional resolution submitted and passed by both House and Senate, and he was a co-signer of that resolution, which and I will be visiting with his office on Wednesday to thank him for his support. So, yeah, Truman's fortunately rallying cause for Republicans and Democrats alike, and we're grateful for their interest and their support.
And all of these folks will be on hand. I'm sure that installation doesn't happen often, so this must be a big moment on Capitol Hill to join together and do this.
I think so, very much so. I mean, I think this is the third statue they've installed this summer, but it's a very, I mean, there hasn't been a president. There hasn't been a political leader of Truman's stature. I mean, Truman's ranked either the fifth or sixth greatest president in our nation's history. So I think the attention that we're getting this week and the response that we're getting to the events that we're doing in Washington on Thursday has really been incredible. They just added another batch of seats in the rotunda to get 20 or 30 more people. We're going to be like a bunch of sardines squished into that space, but the more the merrier. The turnout's been fantastic. I mean, we just had some coverage on CNN today for Truman and the installation, which was great to see. And I think that'll continue throughout the week.
Alex Burden of the Truman Library Institute, and an exciting time for Missourians as we are nationally recognized. We take a moment, we pause and sort of pay tribute to Harry S. Truman at the U.S. Capitol, as we mentioned, in a bipartisan way, in an historic way. And we will bring you the sights and sounds of it here on Missouri Net as well. So, Alex, thank you so much for your time. I know you're a busy man right now, but thanks for joining us on Show Me Today, the Voice of Missouri.
Thank you very much. I enjoyed speaking with you.